Hi, small business owners. Welcome to the Brilliant Breakthroughs podcast, where we focus on creating fresh perspectives to deliver brilliant breakthroughs for the small business owner. FYI, this is also the name of the number one best-selling business book series for small businesses. So thrilled to say for 3 years in a row as this is being recorded. And that book series is titled Brilliant Breakthroughs for the Small Business Owner. And the subtitle is Fresh Perspectives on Profitability, People, Productivity, and Finding Peace in Your Business. And you can get a copy digital or in paperback through Amazon and Barnes & Noble, all sorts of other places. But when you're looking at our book series, today the one we'll be referencing is Volume 3, which is the one with the ruby red cover. So today's conversation is with a number one best-selling business author who's also an international best-selling business author from the 2019 book, you know, that ruby red one we just talked about, and her name is Debbie Leone.
Hi, everybody. I'm excited to be here again for podcast number 5. Can't wait to talk more about fear or
the
fearlessness.
The Debbie Leone series, podcast number 5.
Exactly.
Okay. So we're going to come right back to you, Debbie, but I guess I should introduce myself first, right?
Okay.
So here I am, rock stars in the small business sector. My name is Maggie Mongan. I'm a 3-time number one best-selling business author. Wow, that's sort of weird to say. And an international bestseller, founder of this really cool book series that's a number one best-selling book for small businesses. And I want you to know that, yes, even with everything that's changing in our world today, we will have one come out in fall again this year. Additionally, I'm a full-time master business coach and strategist and the CEO of Brilliant Breakthroughs, Inc. So we got all sorts of goodness going on. Debbie, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here, as always.
Yeah, and here we are. I guess I want to preface this episode a little bit, if you can give me a moment, Debbie.
Sure.
You wrote a really beautiful chapter in Volume 3, the 2019 book, and it's titled The Top 3 Fear Busters, and the subtitle is No More Playing Small. And I love it because it's so powerful, and it's a message that transcends time. And today, we're going to have a really cool conversation that will also transcend time, but it's dealing with what we're experiencing right now as this is being recorded, which is April 2020 with the COVID-19 virus and how that's impacting all of us. So Debbie had thought it would be best to go ahead and address some of the real issues going on through her lens of fearlessness. Is that a good way to preface this conversation?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So everyone, I want you to know that we might speak a little specific to this, but what we're talking about moves beyond this now moment. And there's going to be all sorts of golden nuggets for you to pull from. So don't stop listening to this one just because we might mention something about the pandemic that we're all experiencing now. It is an evergreen topic, fearlessness. So thank you, Debbie, for letting me set that up. Anything you want to say before I ask you my first question?
Well, yeah, this whole conversation, the intention is to be, is to talk about being fearless during difficult times, this being one of them. So COVID is not going to be the only difficult time that you'll be faced as a small business owner.
Aw, shucks.
Right.
Right. Bursted everybody's bubble, Debbie.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you are so on with that. And thank you for helping us set this up to serve in the now as well as in the future. Because it's a little different to develop that, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So here's my first question for you. What are the key qualities a small business owner must develop to thrive through tough times?
There's a whole list I could give you.
I bet there is.
Because I'm having to embrace them all now. But I just thought I'd share the top three that really came up for me. Number one is resiliency. To be a successful small business owner during difficult times, you've got to be able to bounce back. And, you know, that can be difficult when we're challenged with situations like we're in right now. But if you don't have resiliency, it's going to take you into a downward spiral. So it's really important that you have find ways to cultivate the emotional intelligence and maturity to be able to bounce back. So because I'm talking to so many people now, small business owners that are just at their wits' end, and this has only begun.
Right. We're still in the earlier stages of all this.
Yeah.
So you said practice bouncing back. Could you give us an idea of, you know, one or two things that we could do to make that happen?
To bounce back?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get out of your own way. So when we're not being resilient, it's because we're choosing the level of impact that it's going to make on ourselves, right? So we're choosing to interpret our situation either in a negative way as an opportunity or as a challenge, right? So in order to be resilient, you need to see everything that happens in life as an opportunity. Because from that space, that's where your creative juices can flow, and that's when you can see something different than the fear-based thoughts.
Okay, now it makes a lot of sense to me. I'm a self-proclaimed possibilitarian, so I'm always looking at what is possible, what is an opportunity, what can improve a circumstance, a thing, a moment, whatever it is. So I get that, but I love how you said we need to get out of our own way.
Yeah, you're telling me, Deb, that's your language. Speak to the normal person's language, right? Yeah.
Right.
Really good point. So what I mean by getting out of your own way is being able to stop yourself and notice the thoughts in your head that are having you afraid, because that's what's creating your lack of resiliency. It's fear-based, self-limiting thoughts like, oh my God, I'm going to fail and I can't do this. What am I going to do? And, you know, we become much more fragile in that state in a way that really, you know, we're sabotaging anything different, anything new to come in and happen. Does that help?
Yes, because I think in a time of great uncertainty, we'll do anything, like you just said, to make something happen. And we don't care if it's favorable or unfavorable. And the thing that makes me sort of chuckle as I'm observing this is, you know, a lot of people are enjoying the phrase, we're in this all together, and yet they're the ones at the stores that are hoarding.
Right.
Okay, you can't have both.
Right.
You know, you're either behaving from one stance or another. And what's going to happen is we're creating stress in what we're saying and what we're doing.
Yes.
And we're living both sides of that.
Yes.
And your point of be more mindful of what your thoughts really are, I think is essential.
So, yes. And so being mindful of your thoughts is what's going to support you in being more resilient. And that comes from the second quality that I'm suggesting, which is confidence. You've got to feel confident in knowing what you need to do and what you're capable of doing, because that level of confidence is going to support you in having thoughts, a positive mindset, which in turn will have you become more resilient. So confidence is huge. And confidence, okay, I'll stop there. Go ahead.
No, I'm like, okay, that makes sense to me. Keep going. Keep rocking.
Confidence is developed through action, right? We can tell ourselves we can do it, and that's important. But if it's not being reflected in what we're doing, we're not going to increase our level of confidence. So by taking actions, you're going to become more confident, stand in your power, which will have you automatically more resilient.
Ah, okay. I love that, because I had shared with you before we started this recording that I'm speaking with an enormous amount of small business owners who right away caught it before it became a big thing and said, how do I go ahead and pivot my business now under these circumstances? We spent time developing what would work best for them, and they moved into that action, and they are like through the roof thrilled. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, this is all good. And they have a very different mindset than a lot of other small business owners. And, you know, it just proves it, because they have that confidence. It's like, yeah, I'm doing the right thing right now.
Yeah, just like anything that you've learned to do well, it's because you practiced and you took actions to develop it, right? Any sport, golf, running, anything. You had to get out of your comfort zone, take risks, take new actions, and then you felt better. So then the third quality that is really important is humility. So confidence is huge, but it can also work against you if you're feeling overconfident, as if, oh, I can do this all myself, I can figure this out, blah, 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 blah. A certain level of humility is really needed in these difficult times. Humility meaning owning that, you know what, I need help, or you know what, it's not realistic that I can achieve this goal during this time, right? To really step into reality and to really claim and own that I might need to get some support. I might need to reach out, you know, instead of, having that confidence can almost cultivate a level of arrogance if you're overconfident, right?
Yes.
And that's going to sabotage you.
It will, in a very different way. It boomerangs, right?
Yeah.
So, one of the things that we need to remember is there's some of us that are in high demand, right? And others who aren't.
Yep.
And I just was outside talking over the fence line of the trees to the neighbor kid who's in college. And I said, hey, interested in a little computer work? Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, what do you mean? And I said, well, I need a little something. I need somebody to do a lot of mechanical stuff. Mm-hmm. And I said, and if you're interested in that, let me know. And he chirped up because he felt valued.
Yeah.
So had I said, oh, I can do it, and I can do it, I don't care to do it because I need to be doing other things.
Sure.
He's sitting there saying, I need something to do. And now he has something of value. So it's boosted right. His confidence. Yes. So sometimes we have to remember that when we ask for help, we create opportunities for others.
Yes. That's another example of how we get out of our own way. You know, I was just, I'd actually the last client I was working with today, he was, he's crazy busy right now. And I won't go into what he's doing, but he told me that he's having the time of his life during this pandemic. He was able to proudly say that. And why he said that is because he said it forced him to delegate. He knows he can't do it all himself. So he has no other choice than to delegate. And that's why he feels so good, because his team and others are feeling empowered. and things are working more efficiently. So he had to humble himself and get over himself to let go, because he knew he couldn't do it all. And he's feeling great. Yeah.
And that's neat. So it's a win for everyone.
Yes. Humility is a win. It really is.
You don't hear that often, everyone. Yeah. So right. We are definitely in different times. And boy, think about that one. Humility can be a huge win-win.
Think about what just came to mind is, you know, the person that I think most of us think is probably the most humble person in the world was Mother Teresa. She sure as heck didn't do it all herself. She had a huge team of people. But she was humble.
Great example. Thank you. I have another question for you. Mm-hmm. So what causes small business owners to worry? And can you talk about how they could stop that?
So the answer is my favorite word. Well, is that my favorite word? The answer is fear. Okay. So
I think your favorite word is fearlessness.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
Okay.
And so what causes them to worry is what I was talking about before. Their negative, limiting mindset that is all, it all comes from the past. So they live in their past experiences and they assume it's going to continue into their future. So they hold on to that stuff, right? That's all fear-based. And so what I coach them to is to shift that worry energy into concern. And so the difference between the two is worry is fear-based. Concern is about being in reality, accepting situations just as they are, and doing everything you can to improve the situation. I'm sure you've heard, many people probably heard this, that worry is simply praying for what you don't want. And especially during this time, worry is only going to suppress our immune system. It's right. Not going to create healing, but it's an old, old pattern that once you are able to shift out of worry and step into concern, things are going to become easier and you're going to find more peace.
I think that's really great. HeartMath uses the term managed concern.
Okay.
And yeah. I like that because that's different than worrying.
Yeah, because managed concern to me implies you're managing it, meaning you're doing something around what you're concerned about versus just resignation and staying concerned.
Absolutely.
I was just going to mention an organization called Proof Factor did a survey of 610 small business owners, and they said that 31% of small business owners' fears is going out of business. So I've been there, done that. And now people are literally, small business owners are going out of business, right?
Indeed.
So yeah. So this is the time to really notice, am I worrying and sabotaging myself? Or can I shift into this, as you would call it, managed concern? That's where you're going to take ownership and move towards success.
Take ownership. Ooh, good advice. Okay. Ready for the next one? I have a few more here. Let's see what we can do.
Sure.
If a small business owner isn't feeling passionate about their work, you know, it's just like, time to make the donuts. Can they endure difficult times?
Absolutely.
Okay, how?
So you can, I mean, they're already enduring difficult times and not feeling passionate. However, that doesn't mean they can't feel passionate, but it doesn't have to be with their work. So I coach people all the time around their purpose and their passion, and they tend to automatically go to their career. And, you know, I'm passionate about my career. It's great. It's great if your career is where your passion lies. However, it doesn't have to. So instead, you continue working and get through it, and you find other ways outside of your work to find your passion, because that's going to feed your soul. And you're going to feel more positive when you're at work. Mm. Doesn't mean at some point in time you can't pursue a more passionate career. But passion is available no matter what the circumstance.
And it's not unique or exclusive to your career.
Yes.
Like I know you have a wonderful passion towards your backyard, which is filled with flowers and birds and right. all sorts of wonderful things. And you talk about that often and you share. That fills your cup up with joy, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's just one example, everyone, of it doesn't have to be work. That's great if it is work. But boy, I know some people who try to take their hobbies, which are their passion and joy, and move it into a business, and it kills the joy.
Right.
You know, so it's not always best. It can happen, but find multiple sources to go ahead and replenish yourself, right?
Yeah, and a lot of small business owners really put pressure on themselves because they're not feeling excited to get up and go to work in the morning. And, you know, that's not always the case, no matter what you're doing. But to let go of that pressure and be gentle with yourself and find ways to feel good, you know?
Okay, let's talk about a big one. Okay. You mentioned that crazy fact of 31% small business owners worry about going out of business. I can't imagine what the number would be if they would take a poll today.
Right.
But that is, I think, connected to cash flow. So how does a small business owner deal with a limited or no cash flow that they might be experiencing right now?
Yeah. So this goes back to the conversation we're having around resiliency. They've got to be able to be resilient enough to, in order to, if you're resilient, you will be able to access your creative juices and start doing some new things to create new possibilities. Some of these, and I've got a list here of some things, but, and you know, none of these are rocket science, but they work. And one is to really look at how in a new way you can nurture your existing clients as well as your potential clients. Mm-hmm. So nurturing is not selling. Nurturing is just being in, building rapport, offering them some new insight, or sending them a cute email, nurturing them, giving them a call and asking how the family is. That's a great way to plant seeds and generate income. Number two, use your creative juices to consider some alternate forms of income if it's not coming in with your, you know, your regular career. Some people might have to go to work at Home Depot for a while, but at least there's something coming in that's going to have you feel like you've got some energetic exchange, right? It's going to have you feel better.
Right. Empowered value. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've had to coach a few people around this, and it was difficult because they had to humble themselves to the fact that this isn't working right now and I need to go do something different. Mm-hmm. But it works.
Okay.
Another way of getting out of your own way. A third is to create new strategies, which is kind of what I've been talking about. Just maybe get together with and brainstorm with some, you know, create a mastermind group and think of ways that you can come together and create some new, unique strategies outside of the box thinking to become more visible. I've got some notes here and I can't read what I wrote.
That's okay. You gave us some really good points to move forward with already.
Here's one more real quick. Find an outlet to release your tension. Go work out, go dance, go play. Find an outlet. It's so important. Okay.
Yeah. That release valve, right? So we don't displace our emotions and frustrations.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge right now. Okay, so let's talk about that. Releasing frustrations, celebrating successes. There's also, it's a mixed bag right now. It always is, but it seems like every little anything is amplified more.
Yes.
So small business owners usually have other people in their business. Nobody does it alone, whether it's an internal team or an external team. What if some of the small business owners are afraid of letting their team down? Like, you know, hey, we got to pull back hours or things have to shift. What do they do? How do we do this well?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. And fear, obviously, is what gets in the way. And my suggestion is, if you're worried about letting down your employees, The truth will set you free. Mm. So to let your employees know the reality, let them know the situation, enroll them in the conversation. In other words, ask them if they have any ideas as to how we can make this work. But to really be vulnerable, let them know how you're feeling, how difficult this is, and to come together. I have no idea what the outcome could be, but I know that they will respect that transparency instead of avoiding it and not, you know, telling them 2 weeks later that you're fired, right? So working with them and letting go of your fear of what they might say or being judged, they're going to respect that. And really, that's the best thing you can do.
I love that, because what you're saying is be transparent with open communication. Mm-hmm. One of our other authors, Clive Exness, who was senior management for decades and then a college professor. He was my college professor. I pulled him out of retirement right in our book. He had always said, and I can tell you where he was standing in different rooms as he would say this, or what desk he was sitting on when he said it. And he would say, communicate, communicate, communicate.
Big time.
And when you think you've communicated enough, communicate again. And that supports your statement of the truth will set them free, but it also set us free.
Yes.
Because then everybody can be part of the solution.
Right. Absolutely.
And maybe they have an idea that you will never think of. Mm-hmm. So communicate earlier than later. Mm-hmm. Because all of the additional uncertainty of not having that communication will just amplify into something negative.
That, you know, that should be happening anyway.
Exactly.
Right? It should just be happening on a regular basis. Communication, transparency, vulnerability, for sure.
I hope we don't forget some of these lessons once we move beyond this. Mm-hmm. So thank you. This is wonderful, Debbie. You made it real for us. You made it real for us now and in the future, because this transcends this moment that we're dealing with, but it's great tools to move forward with and wisdom to apply. So thank you. Anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
Everything's temporary. Times are down. Remember, everything is temporary. We've gotten to this point. You've gotten to this point in your life. You know, it's going to be okay.
Oh, yeah, I have to tell you, I just gave Debbie two thumbs up on that one. Everything is temporary. I think that's a great spot for us to leave this conversation. Mm-hmm. Okay. So listeners, you can learn more and engage further with number one bestselling business author Debbie Leone. Begin by reading chapter 8 in volume 3, the Ruby Red Book, but how you can be more productive with your mindset and moving forward and advancing beyond this, okay? The other thing is, at the end of Debbie's chapter, she has an author page, and she has a free offer that's really relevant for you, and I know that you would appreciate it. So, I guess maybe before I even ask Debbie to share what that is, I should give her a moment to think about what she wants to say and tell you, if you like what you heard here, Debbie also has 4 other podcasts at this time, and they're episodes BB104, 113, 116, and 123. I'll say that again, 104, 113, 116, and 123. And Debbie, why don't you tell us a little bit more about what you have at the end of the chapter? Because I imagine people would want to be connecting with you and appreciate your wisdom.
Thanks. So I created a bonus training, 3 separate videos that talk more about, goes into more depth about my chapter around the top 3 fear busters. And it offers you tools and exercises to really kind of unpack any fears you might have and how you can shift it. And to access that, you go to fearlessbiz.debbieleone.com/brilliantbonus.
Okay, and we'll have that in the show notes. So everybody, you don't have to write that down, but it's there. So click on that, because Debbie's created something really wonderful that is powerful and free. Also, know that right now there's something else you can do to connect with Debbie. You can go out to your app store and download the free app, Brilliant Biz Book. That's all one word, Brilliant Biz Book. And you can click on the feature, Ask an Expert, and pull up Debbie Leone's name and send her a question, and she'll respond back to you. Pretty cool, isn't that?
Sounds good to me. I'm excited.
Yes.
Here.
She's here waiting for you. So Debbie, I'd like to say thanks for your wisdom and time today, because wow, we really need to hear this.
You're so welcome. My pleasure. Thanks, Maggie.
Thank you. And listeners, we appreciate you listening to the Brilliant Breakthroughs podcast, where you learn about how to create more brilliant breakthroughs for your small business. We'll be back next week. Until then, shine brightly.